Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live on a Wednesday from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Second half of the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. One of the questions that I have for him today, and this is something that a lot of people probably consider, but I've never asked anybody this before. I carry a lot of guns, even the stock guns. When I'm carrying a SIG, if I'm carrying an all-steel gun made by SIG, you're talking, you know, somewhere between $800 and $1,200 for a gun. And if I shoot somebody in self-defense, they may take that gun as evidence for a moment. Does second call defense help me get that gun back? That's something we're going to ask about, in addition to some other things regarding civil cases and all that. That's all coming up second hour. Now, according to the Department of Justice, which most of the time when they open their faces, I couldn't care less what they have to say, but in this particular case I do, and I actually believe what they have to say. They state that the average civilian gun encounter is from a distance of 0 to 6 feet, typically in diminished light. What they don't state is that they are seldom experienced without movement. So that means your assailant, at the very least, is moving. So it seems very logical that you know, we need to talk about an engagement of an armed moving assailant at close range. And we probably need to train from 15 yards in. Any concealed carry holder should be prepared for the fact that any and all opponents are going to be moving. And more than likely, they're going to be moving once the shooting starts. This complicates things for us, and it complicates our ability to defend ourselves with a firearm, especially a handgun, and make an appropriate decision that could improve our ability to win the fight. Our training for confrontation should reflect the need to engage a moving assailant. In a prize fight, as an example, when you watch a prize fighter, a boxer, an MMA fighter, whoever, most of the time when they're out there sizing each other up, they're both moving, and they're moving to confuse their opponent. They're moving to camouflage what they're about to do. Now, I'm not saying that you should be bouncing on the balls of your feet when you start in on a self-defense engagement, but if you're not moving in the MMA or in a boxing ring or something, normally the guy who is moving, he's able to move in on you because you aren't moving. You're not ready to go. You're flat-footed. So that ability to move is paramount. You can actually train as a prize fighter, I guess, or train as an MMA fighter, just on the footwork part of it, and it would probably enhance your skill as a gunfighter. Now, shooting a moving target is quite another thing altogether. And there's a lot of factors that are going to affect your ability to put rounds on the threat. You can't lose sight of the statistical reality of a 0 to 6 foot encounter. The opponent may be turned sideways. He may be behind you. He may be going sideways. He may be moving laterally on you. So their amount of exposure is less. And normally, from front to back, a person is between 9 and 14 inches thick, unless they are fat. I know all about that part, but I'm working on the 9 to 14 inches. The combination of side profile and movement along with swinging arms will make the target appear narrower than they actually are. Your whole center mass thing is going to be affected by this. This may require that you utilize a short-range movement. What you're going to want to do, as far as the movement is concerned, he's moving on you and you are stationary at the beginning, right? So you've got to get moving away from what, you know, if he's got a gun trained on you, you need to be moving out of that line. While at the same time drawing your own weapon, while at the same time bringing your own weapon up and getting a good steady shot ready. Thus is the conundrum. And this is, in the best case scenario, you're only facing one guy. You may be facing multiple opponents. You may have bystanders behind the bad guy. In some of these instances, like if they're behind you and they're trying, they've got you in a choke, they're trying to garrote you in the event that they're trying to strangle you with some sort of a ligature or whatever, you really don't have a whole lot of choice at that point. You're sort of going to have to reach up under and pull the trigger. You don't have a whole lot of options there. On the other hand, if they're in front of you and you see a target behind you, that's going to distract you. If you see a bystander behind them, that's going to distract you a little bit, isn't it? So you have this combination of varying levels and distances of threat. You've got to try to make a multiple threat ID sometimes, or a single threat ID. You've got to decide who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, all this other stuff. This is why, you know, I think probably one of the things I'm going to talk to some of the trainers I work out with sometimes, which is not to say I've done any of that this year. I've only just gotten cleared for that. I think I'm going to start trying to train at dusk with sunglasses on and deal with the low light and deal with the movement. And I think I know some guys at Jedburgh Targets, which have multiple targets popping up all over the place. I think that needs to be a training technique that I need to put into play. It is not training of this type is not the same kind of training where you go to the indoor range and you stand in an assigned stall bay lane and you're in the isosceles stance and you're able to trigger off calculated, slow, measured shots. This is going to be, you're going to have to develop movement to get out of the threat's line of sight. You're going to have to develop movement to get your gun up and get him in your line of sight, and you're going to have to develop trigger control as you move to put all of your rounds on the threat. And you've got to do all of that with less than 6 feet between you in most cases. Who's on the phone that's been on the phone for 3 minutes? Ah, okay, well. Outstanding. I understand why I get all these not for my show calls. The reason that most shooters tend to trail the target is due not to target speed or lack of speed, but a lack of proper follow through during the shot process. You've got to follow the target. Wherever the target goes, that's where your eyes go, that's where your muzzle goes, all of that. All of that is part of it. It is not going to be an easy thing, but it's something that I think that we all have to do. As gun carriers. Coming up on the first break when we get back, we're going to talk about questions anti-gunners don't want to answer in the war of words against the Second Amendment. That whole fact thing, that always gets them. It just tears them a new one. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the media, unfortunately, there are precious few, and they don't get as much traffic for some reason as the big box media outlets do. But there are precious few conservative outlets out there, and most of them are online. And by the way, I don't count Fox as a conservative outlet. They use the terminology of the gun grabbers every day. Every time they talk about guns, they use that terminology. So, anyway, right now we have a little bit of a war of words going on, not necessarily directed at each other, just at the concept of the Second Amendment, just at the God-given right. We have from the Seattle Times, anti-gun columnist Jerry Large on one side, and then Kurt Slider from the townhall.com on the other. Slider put it this way: liberals have never met a civil right that actually exists in the Constitution they don't want to violate, but they have a special hatred for the Second Amendment. Large disdains the gun lobby for its protection of the right of every American to wrap his hand around a deadly weapon. Now, when you have a constitutionally delineated fundamental civil right that has been codified by the founders, why would that not be out there for every American to exercise? That's my question. Now, over the weekend, New York Times writer Josh Barrow suggested that massive gun confiscation, as happened in Australia, would reduce the number of guns and, at least in theory, thereby reduce the number of violent crimes. This is them going completely candid. This is not what they have ever aimed to do. However, this is the frustration showing through. And this is really what they want. This is what the mainstream press wants. This is what those clamoring for more gun control want. They want confiscation. And it reflects the inability of the gun control crowd to discern what is in the best interest of public safety versus public disarmament. To the anti-gunners, one is the same as the other, and that's hardly the case. The dispute can remind you of a sign carried by a gun control supporter in Olympia 2 years ago that declared, "The Second Amendment and common sense can't coexist." The Second Amendment is the epitome of common sense. The difference today is that, you know, back in the early days when you would have a homestead that had was surrounded by wilderness for 15 miles all around, they were on their own. And they had to defend themselves against whatever, by themselves, for themselves. Segue to today, where you have, in busy cities, where you have a lot of people that will get assaulted and a bunch of passersby will just watch. If somebody does call the cops, average wait time 11.11 minutes, do the math. If you got somebody doing 60 miles an hour, that's going to take, roughly 15 minutes, which is about 15 miles. So there's not that much of a difference between living in a big city nowadays when it comes to self-defense and living out in a rural area. Not everybody in the big city is going to jump to your aid to assist you. This is a fact. Now, all of this has come in the wake of last week's Roanoke shooting. That set off the usual demands for stricter gun laws, but it's caused the anti-gunners to admit that everything that they advocate for would not have protected Allison Parker and Adam Ward. Scott Greer, writing for the Daily Caller, posited that we need to stop blaming the tools of that these mass shooters use and look what drove them to the murder. The Seattle Times, Large, however, cannot concentrate on that. He has to concentrate on the tool. He says, if you want one, you can get one. That's the major reason why the U.S. stands in a category of its own when it comes to mass shootings. Why we see so many gun deaths of all kinds in the commission of other crimes and suicides and domestic violence. It's too easy to buy guns, and it's just as easy to steal them from the homes and cars of people who think they've purchased protection. Millions of dollars worth of guns are stolen in Washington State every year. However, they largely ignore a whole bunch of other things. And overall, violent crime is not a problem here in the United States compared to other countries. compared to other countries that have smaller populations where you would think if it was the tool that did it, it would go down. Oh, no, per 100,000, there's lots of places. We come in 24th or 25th. And that's just with the gun homicides, all of them, justified and murder. That's with the gang shootings that occur all over the place. So some of them are finally doing what I was asking for them to do yesterday. Admit what you really want. Admit what you really want. What they insist they believe in the Second Amendment. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know in what context that's possible. If you want to own a gun, join a militia. Well, the militia's already been spelled out, pal. You need to go back and look, what is it, at the Dick Act. You need to go back and look at that. Now, any gunners, if you want to talk about public safety, the conversation would be awfully short because it begins with a demand for gun bans or more restrictions. And unfortunately, that seems to be the only thing that you bring to the table. How about going after the root cause of violence? How about going after the root cause of mental illness or treating mental illness? How about, we know about poverty. We know about drug use, drug abuse, drug sales. We know all about that stuff. How about we go after some of that stuff? And then this mantra of coexist that you preach, except if you own a gun. You can't coexist with me because I own a gun. Most of you that write about this stuff, like Barrow in the New York Times, has never seen a gun for real in his life unless he's passed a cop, passed a police officer of the NYPD. And we see how they feel about the cops. We had another cop the other day, he had a magazine emptied into him. Almost point blank. We saw a cop the other day get shot putting gas into his car. Now, do they want to get out there and say, well, it's because of all of the perceived injustices the cops have been doing. How do you tie that to the one that was pumping gas? How do you tie that? How do you tie that to him? So, all of this stuff is falling on deaf ears. Finally, though, you have admitted what you want. I'm glad. I'm glad it's all out in the open. Now now you can't backtrack and tell me that you are for the Second Amendment, because if you're for gun confiscation, you can't be for the Second Amendment. You can't. You can't get out there and say, nobody wants to take your gun as long as it's one of these, or one of these, or one of these, or one of these. That's not how it was set up. That's not how it was set up. Sorry. I know that's upsetting. There are those people out there that saying that if he lived in New York, that Flanagan couldn't have purchased the gun. We're going to see. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Robert J. Spitzer, whatever his name is, he writes for the New York Daily News. He wrote a little opinion the other day of, had TV news killer Vester Flanagan lived in New York State, the story would likely have been very different. I know this firsthand because I applied for a state pistol permit 2 years ago. Had Flanagan been required to do what I had to do, it's highly unlikely that he could have legally obtained a permit and therefore a gun. My first question to Mr. Spitzer would be, aren't you anti-gun? What are you doing applying for a permit for a gun if you're anti-gun? You are confusing me. However, I digress. He writes an entire article completely, and here, okay. Let's pretend, shall we? Let's go into the, I don't even know where that is. I don't know where it is. Oh, well, we're not going to worry about that. We're not going to worry about that currently. Here's the thing. We can play this stupid little game. Let's pretend, like in the world of the background check person, that everybody has to go and go through a background check and therefore is going to let the law constrain them. These are like guardrails on either side of you on the road. It will keep you from going off the road, right? Wink, wink. He writes, to begin with, the permit license application asks, among other things, if the applicant has ever been terminated or discharged from any employment for cause. Parentheses, former employers must also be listed. End parentheses. Undergone treatment for alcohol or drug use, suffered from any mental illness, been subject to a family court proceeding, or ever had any vehicle or traffic offenses. Okay, so the right to buy a gun in New York City is heavily infringed. Yay. That's what he's pointing out. He continues. Once submitted the application along with fingerprints is passed to the city police, county sheriff's department, the state police, probation department, county district attorney, the state department of criminal justice and office of mental health, not to mention the FBI's criminal history record database, and, of course, a partridge in a pear tree. Now, Flanagan didn't undergo any treatment for alcohol or drug use. He wasn't treated for mental illness. He wasn't subject to family court proceedings. He may have gotten a speeding ticket. As for being terminated for employment for cause, yeah, that's true, but he was terminated by two employers. I've been terminated by employers. A lot of people have been terminated by employers. What does that indicate? It indicates you weren't doing what they wanted you to, or it just wasn't a good fit. You guys, you know. But he continues on. This is not all. Applicants must submit the names of four character references who separately must submit detailed, notarized information explaining their relationship to the applicant, whether they had known the person to engage in any illegal activities, had any psychological problems, demonstrate any erratic behavior, or commit any act of violence, and state whether or not they feel the applicant is a person of good moral character. Could he have gotten those references? Who knows? We know that a former neighbor told the media that he was a very personable man, very nice and respectful. I never saw this coming. I'll never believe it, but it happened. What Mr. Spitzer conspicuously is missing is a whole lot of stuff. But he continues on missing all this stuff. The references also must describe the applicant's demeanor or behavior and local reputation and say whether they could think of any reason why the person should not be granted a permit. I also had an in-person interview with the local police, he says. Now, here's the first thing I want to know. I want to meet somebody that has a permit in New York City. Whether it's just to own a gun or to carry a gun, because obviously there are angels walking the earth. Obviously. I know of people in the media who've done reports like John Stossel, who, I'm not a big John Stossel fan, but, you know, when he's on Fox News, he tries to hate everybody equally. That's about as close as we're going to get to anything. So I've seen him out there try to do it, and he got turned down. And apparently everybody gets turned down. Now, here's the thing about this, though, that Mr. Spitzer misses and all of these other gun grabbers are going to miss as they are out there trying to export the New York City style of gun grabbing. He wouldn't have even tried. This guy was a malignant narcissist with a gigantic chip on his shoulder. You could have asked him to lunch. And, well, he would have taken that as a racial epithet. Tony O is telling me that Trump has a permit. Trump's a billionaire. That doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me that Trump has a permit. I believe it. I believe that. I know that in the Diamond District of New York, which is a district most people don't know about, a lot of people in the Diamond District of New York walk around strapped, and that's not somewhere where you want to go and ask a bunch of questions of anybody. That's all beside the point. Elliot Rogers passed a bunch of interviews. He passed a visit to the house. He went through the gun control. He waited. He bought three guns. He had to wait for 30 days in between purchases. When he'd buy the gun, he had to wait for 10 days to pick it up. He had to wait on the certificate. He had to take these classes and everything. He did that three different times. He had 41 10-round magazines. He complied with gun control. Mr. Spitzer continues on. Here's the big point. Because New York is a may carry state, the judge has discretion to deny the application of it if any red flags, not just a felony or obvious mental health condition, appear. Once authorities got a whiff of a background like Flanagan's, they would have had ample cause to seek more information and recommend denial, which could have easily come from former employers or family members. This completely discounts what happened with Dylan Roof. Nobody reported him. There was confusion. There was confusion as to where to look for his transgressions. They didn't know where to look. Then, when they didn't know where to look, when he took possession of the gun, he didn't get followed up on, because the ATF has a mechanism to go get these guns if they get given to the wrong people, sold to the wrong people. So, Spitzer wrote a bunch of words on a piece of paper and published them on the New York Daily News website, and all he's doing is championing, you know, he's being a champion of the fact that in New York City, the right to keep and bear arms is trampled upon. And you know what? Crime is going up there. In New York City now, if you want to defecate on the sidewalk, nobody is even going to stop you. Once that kind of stuff is permitted, ask Rudolph Giuliani. He's the one that stopped all of that. When all of that stuff begins to become the norm, everything else continues to deteriorate in front of your eyes. I'm sure the New Yorkers are sitting around right now going, thanks, Bill de Blasio. Yeah. Anyway, I just find that interesting. I find that very interesting that this is what we're getting from, you know, the New York Daily News. They pull the trigger so fast, so quick. They never get it right. They're one of the ones that follow the, you know, let the emotion lead the way and don't worry about waiting on facts and all that other stuff. That's their thing. That's their thing. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces with earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Right now, though, rest assured you are coming. I'm coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, and this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We have talked about this before, this phenomena called swatting. And the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has decided to take to social media to urge the public to assume that a gun toter is a troublesome person. Now, here's the problem with this. 44 or 45 states, all have provisions for open carry of firearms, legal. Legal and above board to open carry a gun. Sometimes it's a long gun. Sometimes it's a handgun. I think some of the long gun ones, when they complain about them, it's sort of stupid. You know, the law's out there. You won't allow the open display of a handgun, so you do the long gun, and they will. I would actually prefer that if I was open carrying. I'd rather open carry a long gun. Now, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the followers, and they're trying to get this out into the mainstream. When they want you, if you see somebody carrying a gun, to call the cops. Because the gun is a threat, you see. Everybody carrying a gun is a threat, unless you have the magic uniform on, of course. On their widely followed Facebook page, they wrote, if you see someone carrying a firearm in public, openly or concealed, and have any doubts about their intent, call 911 immediately and ask police to come to the scene. Never put your safety or the safety of your loved ones at the mercy of weak gun laws that arm individuals in public with little or no criminal and or mental health screening. I don't know about you. It sure seemed like I had to go through a lot of stuff to get my concealed carry permit. South Carolina, you submit the application, you take a class, you got to go to a class. That's a day out of your life you're never going to get back. And you take that class, and then you go out and you pay whatever the class costs, $50 for it. And then here in South Carolina, you can wait up to 90 days to get it. Can't carry it till you get approved and you have the permit in hand. You can get approved for it and not have the permit in hand. Can't carry it. So it's not the easiest thing in the world. Not the easiest thing in the world to get the permit. Of course, you go through the background check and everything else, and the fingerprints, all that other stuff. Now, that approach, according to the Buckeye Firearms Association, and we'll ask Sean about this in the next segment, has given rise to very tense confrontations between police and gun owners. We saw the kid, the black kid, I don't remember his name, but he was in a Walmart, and he was carrying a BB gun, muzzle down. And somebody swatted him. Somebody called the cops and said they saw him loading bullets into the gun. They showed up. They shot him on sight. He's dead. You want to know who, in this particular instance, you had a anti-gunner contributing to the whole racial thing that's out in the United States today. So swatting, which is the act of tricking an emergency service into dispatching responders based upon a false report, that's what they are advocating. Many online harassment campaigns have been known to participate in the practice. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America, Larry's son, said the practice is exactly what they, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, are doing. It's one thing if someone is using a gun in an illegal or unlawful manner. No one is questioning that, but this clearly sounds like swatting. They are inciting their radical base to turn their own neighbors in. And he adds that this could be a move of desperation by those looking to get guns off the street. They are frustrated. They do want them banned. I don't know how the beta males are supposed to notice me if I'm concealed carrying a gun. I mean, I've got my plan. If I see a bunch of cops rushing up, my hands are going to the top of my head. They may still shoot me, but they will shoot me on film, very likely, and they will shoot me with my hands on top of my head. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to make it easy for a gun grabber, which is, this is them extending. This is their extension and projection of force in a military manner, if you want to look at it. This is them showing their frustration at not getting the gun bans. So they're inciting their radical base to turn in their own neighbor. See something, say something, right, Lucy Napolitano? This is like the Stasi. It's not the first time supporters of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and other gun control advocates have pressed for the public to call cops on legal gun owners. In October 2014, in the National Review, they found that the Facebook pages of websites of groups, including the Coalition, the Moms Demand Attention, and GunFreeZone.net, included numerous comments from the public advocating that people call the police and intentionally exaggerate what they see in the hopes of getting cops to stop these open-carrying guns. Open carry rules in one form or another are legal in every state except for five: California, Florida, Illinois, New York, and mine, South Carolina, as well as the District of Columbia. However, many states that do permit open carry have put in place stringent laws that require some sort of permit or license. So they're calling you, or they're calling the cops, in the hopes they will show up and probably shoot you. They're wanting you murdered. This is the tolerant... Tolerant Diversity. Lad Everett, the director of communications for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, said in a statement to FoxNews.com, in an era in which individuals are being allowed to carry loaded guns in our streets with no permit, background check, or required training, it is common sense for concerned citizens to call 911 when they see an armed individual whose intentions are unclear. How do you determine what their intentions are by looking at them? Now, if they're shopping, I guess you could tell if they have a bunch of bags that they intend to shop. A lot of times when I go out and I'm carrying a gun, I'm also carrying a camera. So if they see me taking pictures and for some stupid reason I raise my arms too high and show my gun, I guess my intention there is to take pictures, right? But if they see the gun, all of a sudden your intentions are unclear. He continued, these open carry laws guarantee that we and law enforcement will have no idea about the criminal and or mental health background of these individuals until they actually commit a crime, and by then it would be far too late. We have full confidence in our men and women in blue to assess these situations. These are the same people that got on Twitter and told Corleone Noir that he hopes that... told Corleone, we hope you have children and we hope they're murdered by a shooter. Same tolerant people. He continues, gun toters who are truly law-abiding and mentally competent have nothing whatsoever to worry about. Their conversations with law enforcement will be brief and professional, he added. As for those who are dangerous and have something to hide, which would not withstand the scrutiny of a background check or permitting process, they should expect to face some tough questions as a result of those 911 calls. And that makes us all safer. So what they're basically saying is if you carry a gun, we have the right to inspect you in detail without any sort of due process. You know, with very few exceptions, and I see the videos on YouTube, but I mean, when you look out there, as many people that carry guns and everything, when you look out there at them, where the cops actually stop somebody, unless it was in Texas with the open carry with the long guns, it was a little more prevalent. You never see police officers stopping people. They didn't stop the Oath Keepers in St. Louis because of open carry, and they were walking around strapped up wearing plate carriers, sidearms, and rifles. Because they know about open carry. And they're in Ferguson and they didn't stop them. Okay. Go ahead and do that. But then some of these guys need to be sued. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence needs to be sued. And then we would see if the Joyce Foundation would back them up or whoever's funding them. They don't have a lot of paying members. They claim to be a coalition of over 28 groups. Who? All I ever hear about is Lad Everett and one of the Joshes. Flipping to hour number two, shall we? Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.